Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. We're interrupting On Point now with some breaking news. Tom Menino has died. The former mayor passed away of cancer. Boston University, the mayor's current employer, has confirmed this. Tom Menino is 71. Just last week, Menino issued a statement saying he was suspending his cancer treatments to spend more time with his family, signaling the gravity of his condition. Menino was Boston's longest-serving mayor. Joining me in the studio right now is WBUR's Bob Oakes. Bob, we've anticipated this for a few days now, and the news has come. Tom Menino has died.
You know, it doesn't come any easier, even though we've known about it for a few days now, just how sick he had become. It's, in a way, sort of surprising how quickly he ended up going once he got to the hospital, because when he entered the hospital last week, at least initially, he was joking with friends and family and even reporters who had come in to see him. And then suddenly, a few days ago, we had word that he'd taken a turn for the worse. And this morning, we're learning that he's finally succumbed to the cancer.
Mm-hmm. Tom Menino's term as mayor began in 1993 and just concluded this past January. He did not run for re-election last November. Marty Walsh won election in November and is now the new mayor of Boston. WBUR's Dolores Handy has this look at Tom Menino's life and legacy.
Thomas Michael Menino loved the city of Boston, loved his job, and loved the fact that he could change people's lives just by being mayor. He could be hard-nosed and pushing for what he felt was needed, determined to wield the power of his office. He pushed hard, even when late in the last of his five terms as mayor, he had to sometimes govern from a hospital room, venturing out in a wheelchair. That was the case April 15, 2013, when twin explosions near the Boston Marathon finish line killed three people and injured hundreds more. Days after the bombings, Menino stood up from his wheelchair, joining President Obama, Governor Patrick, and 2,000 other mourners at a memorial service for the bombing victims.
Nothing can defeat the heart of the city. Nothing. Nothing will take us down because we take care of one another. Even with the smell of a smoke in the air and blood on the streets, tears in our eyes, we triumphed over that hateful act on Monday afternoon.
Menino was not a gifted orator. Voters shrugged off his occasional malapropism or his mangling of a name. The name Mumbles Menino did not bother him.
Oh, it's a wonderful name. I just carry me. Hey, just think about it. I'm Mumbles, but I've been mayor for 20 years. Nobody else has been Mumbles and I've been mayor for 20 years.
The son of Carl and Susan Menino, Tom Menino was born in the Reedville section of Boston's Hyde Park neighborhood. His father was a factory foreman. In 1960, he graduated from St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Jamaica Plain. He got a job selling insurance. He enrolled in night courses at Boston College, but didn't last. He reportedly told his father, Harry Truman didn't go to college. He began working on the side in politics. Former state senator Joseph Timolte met the future mayor when Menino volunteered on Timolte's campaign for city council in the 1960s.
He loved the business, from gathering signatures to arranging house parties to going door to door.
Tom Menino married Angela Feletra, the daughter of the owner of a Roslindale diner. As a young couple, the Meninos bought a modest home in Reedville, a home they never left. Menino eventually did go back to college and finally got his bachelor's degree from UMass Boston while on the city council in the 1980s. It was in 1983 that Menino first won election to the District 5 Hyde Park City Council seat. A decade later, in 1993, Menino ran for city council president, the officer who steps in the absence of the mayor. He defeated Councilor Mara Hennigan by one vote. As city council president, he was in the right place at the right time. When President Bill Clinton nominated Mayor Ray Flynn to be U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, Menino, on July 12, 1993, was elevated to acting mayor. That fall, Menino bested a field of 8 candidates in the preliminary, and in November beat State Representative Jim Brett for a 4-year term, the first of what would become a record 5 terms. He never lost an election, running 5 times for city council, 5 times for mayor.
His first 10 years, the slogan for his administration was getting the job done.
Former State Representative Charlotte Goler-Ritchie left the State House to join Menino's cabinet.
He made the city a more open and accessible place.
Menino became known as the urban mechanic. He got the potholes fixed, and he transformed an industrial section of South Boston into the gleaming new innovation district, South Boston Seaport. Even those who butted heads with Menino offer praise. City Councilor Charles Yancey was often on the receiving end of Menino's sharp tongue.
I think Tom Menino will be recognized not only for helping to stabilize the finances of the city, which he did, not only for advocating clean air with regards to tobacco in the city of Boston. He deserves credit for that. He also deserves credit for taking some out-of-the-box positions against some fairly controversial social issues, like gay rights and particularly marriage equality.
There's that kind of cliche expression that the rising tide lifts all the boats. But we know that that's not always true.
Boston businessman Jack Connors.
In Tom Menino's city, it was more true than it was in many other cities around the country and around the world. Because if there was success, then Tom Menino wanted to be sure that the folks who didn't have a voice shared in that success.
Connors credits Menino for inspiring and for helping him create a summer camp for city kids on Long Island in Boston Harbor.
This is a guy who cared more than almost anyone I've ever met about doing the right thing for the folks that didn't have a voice.
In Menino's recently published autobiography, Mayor for a New America, he writes with pride about the evolution of Boston, saying it was broken up racially when he assumed office, but has become a much more inclusive city. As he was leaving office, Menino spoke to WBUR.
You know, I'm not a fancy guy, that's for sure. But whatever I did, I thought was the right thing for the young people, for the adults, for the business community. When you take the oath as mayor, you're mayor of all the people. And how do you improve all their lives, not just some of their lives?
Last February, just a month after leaving office, Menino was diagnosed with an advanced form of cancer. It had spread to his liver and lymph nodes. Thomas Michael Menino, Boston's first Italian-American mayor. His name now etched in Boston history, the 53rd mayor of one of America's oldest cities. He held that office longer than any other. Thomas Menino is survived by his wife of 48 years, Angela, their 2 children, Thomas Jr. and Susan, and their 6 grandchildren. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.